Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, has requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world.
Command Performance!
Presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. Get on the beam there, men. Here comes your personal radio show, Command Performance. Our opening letter is from Seaman First Class B.R.J. We made the call, and quicker than you could say Jack Robinson, we had your man, Edward G. Robinson.
Thank you, Paul Douglas, and greetings to Uncle Sam's fighting men, wherever they may be. Tonight's command performance gets underway with this letter from Corporal L.J.P. and 17 privates in the United States Army, somewhere in the Pacific.
Dear Command Performance, we don't mind it when the dames out here put on those shredded wheat skirts and make with the naval maneuvers, but whoever told them they know how to play a ukulele must have been slap happy. How about giving us Cliff Edwards, the original ukulele Ike, with a couple of those old-timers we used to sing when we took our best gals canoeing?
Your wish is our command. Here he is. Cliff Edwards.
Dee-la-dee-dee-da-dong. Why do I do just as you say? Why must I just give you your way? Why do I sigh? Why don't I try to forget? There must have been that something lovers call fate. Kept on saying I had to wait. I saw them all. Just couldn't fall till we met.
It had to be you. It had to be you.
I wandered around, finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, or even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. And nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you, had to be you. I'm paddling Madeline home. Gee, when I'm paddling Madeline home, first I drift with the tide, then pull for the shore. I hug her and kiss her, then paddle some more. I just keep paddling Madeline home until I find a spot where we're alone. Oh, if she'd only say, throw those paddles away while I'm paddling Madeline. Sweet, sweet Madeline, paddling Madeline home. Oh, I just keep paddling Madeline home until I find a spot where we're alone. Then it's back up the creek with a creak in my back, all caused from paddling Madeline. Sweet, sweet Madeline, paddling Madeline home.
Cliff Edwards. Now, by popular command, the return engagement of the former light heavyweight champion and present clown prince of the boxing profession, Slapsy Maxy Rosenblum.
Oh, no, it isn't the priest. It's Rosenblum.
Thank you, Edward G. Robinson. And thanks to the many soldiers and sailors whom have wrote me. Whom? That's the word I picked up when I fought Gene Tunney. And then later they picked me up. Well, the biggest sporting news here in America this past week was the running of the Kentucky Derby. I went to Louisville for the race. Boy, what a crowd. I didn't get in until after the race was over. Neither did the horse I bet on. 2 hours after the track closed, my horse came running up all out of breath and said, which way did they go? Well, this week a lot of the colleges announced they were doing away with spring training for football. Now, when I went to college, I... Lady, that was a very dirty laugh.
Now, when I went to... Maxie, isn't this carrying things a little too far, claiming you went to college?
But I did, Mr. Douglas, I did.
What was the name of the college?
Subnormal State.
Why didn't you go to a big college like me?
Huh?
I say, why didn't you go to a big college like me?
Why didn't you go to college?
Penn State.
What a coincidence.
Don't tell me you also went to Penn State.
No, State Penn.
I did.
But I played football at some normal state.
On the freshman team?
Oh, no, I was never a freshman. I was so smart, I skipped the freshman class and became a semi-four.
Why don't you admit it, Rosenblum? You never went to college.
Oh, no? You want to see my maternity pin?
You mean fraternity pin. I happen to belong to a frat myself. In fact, I'm president of my frat.
Oh, you're a frathead.
Well, all right. I lost my place. If you really went to college, tell me this. What did you study?
Oh, I studied morology.
Morology?
Trigonometry.
Trigonometry?
Suppositoryology.
Mesohalology. Yeah.
And bicycleology.
Oh, really? Did you take physics?
No, that makes me weak.
Well, champ, that's about enough sport news for tonight. You be a nice little boy and go up to my dressing room, and after the show, I'll bring you up some C-A-N-D-Y.
He's such a dope. He knows I don't smoke. Bye.
Thanks a lot, Maxie. Our next letter is picked out from a truckload of mail from the four corners of the earth, and it says this. Dear Command Performance, you can't imagine how much it means to us soldiers to have our requests granted and heard all over the world. My own request is to hear the greatest blues singer in the country, Miss Jenny Sim. I'd like to hear her do a number and dedicate it especially to AOS, also down here in Panama. Signed, BNP. Well, BNP, for you and the host of other fighting men who have placed the request, I give you Jenny Sim.
Thank you, Mr. Robinson. And thanks to the boys for inviting me here for a return engagement. I want you to know I'll be happy to come back just as often as you want me back, between now and the time that you come back. Here's your song, Somebody Loves Me. Somebody loves me. Where is me?
Thank you, Jimmy Sims. And thanks to Leith Stevens, who's conducting our orchestra tonight. Now for Corporal CLB, who hears command performance at 5:30 p.m. Sundays. That's Iceland time. We're happy to present Park Your Carcass. Parky, we're glad to see you, but what are you doing in that soldier's uniform? I didn't know you were in the Army.
Oh, sure. How do you like that uniform?
Well, it fits you a little too soon, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't they have one your size?
Well, you can laugh the way this uniform fits if you want, but I'm happy with I got anything to wear.
Well, what happened?
I'll tell you what happened. Last month, before I joined the Army, I was walking down the strip in my civilian clothes, minding my own business in my own repulsive way. When all of a sudden a fellow walks up to me and says, "Say, don't you be Parky Carcass?" And I said, "Yes." He says, "I'll toss you for your shoes." He'll toss me for my shoes. Well, that sounded like a fair preposition. After all, he had as much sense to lose what I had, so I tossed him. So I'm walking around barefoot. So I'm walking down the strip and a little kid comes up to me. His kid says, "Say, don't you be Parky Carcass?" I said, "Yes." He says, "I'll hold your overcoat for a dime." I said, "What do I need you to hold my overcoat?" He says, "Well, it's hot, ain't it?" Well, it was a little warm. So I give him my coat. He says, "Where's the dime?" Well, I didn't happen to have a dime. He says, "You don't expect me to trust strangers, do you?" I says, "No, that sounded reasonable." So he says, "All right, I'll hold your coat for a deposit." So I'm walking down the street barefooted and no coat. And I'm passing by a clothing store, and a fella standing outside, he says, "Say, don't you be Parky Carcass?" And I said, "Yes." He says, "I got it all ready for you." I says, "You got what all ready for me?" He said, "That suit, what you're gonna buy." I says, "I don't want a suit, and besides, I don't got no money." He says, "All right, in that case, I'll buy your suit." He says, "How much you want for it?" I said, "How could I sell this suit? It's the only suit I got." He says, "Listen, every man's got his price, ain't he?" Well, that sounded like good common sense. So I says, "Well, I suppose he has." He says, "All right, how much you think with that suit what you got on is worth?" Well, I look at my suit. It's kind of an old suit. I says, "I don't know, maybe $10. He says, "So." Well, what could I do? A sale is a sale. So I took off my suit and I give it to him. But he's don't give me the money. I says, "Hey, where's the $10? He says, "What do you mean, where's the $10? Where are you going to put $10? You don't got no pockets." I says, "What do you want me to do?" He says, "Come back when you have pockets." Well, the man was right. Wouldn't I look silly walking down the street in my underwear carrying $10 in my hand? So I'm walking down the street, no shoes, no coat, no suit, and all the people are staring on me. You think they never seen a fella wearing glasses before. Well, it was late in the afternoon. It started to get a little bit chilly. The breeze was hitting me right between Sunset and Santa Monica. Just then, I happened to pass an Army recruiting office. So I figured I could join the Army, and at the same time, I'll get some clothes to wear. That's how I got in the Army, but it's wonderful, and I love it. Yes, sir, the last 3 weeks has been the most wonderful 7 years I've spent in my life. And am I lucky, because in my company, we happen to have the most important man in the whole world. My top sergeant. The first day I got into camp, you know, I wanted to talk to him. I like to be sociable to everybody, including human beings. I went right up to this fellow. I says, "Good morning, sergeant." He says, "Don't talk to me because I don't speak to anybody less than a sergeant, lower than a sergeant." I said to him, "What is lower than a sergeant?" Well, we both had a good laugh over that one. 10 days later, when I got out of the bridge, they gave me a furlough, and that's how I happened to come to Hollywood. And Mr. Robinson?
Yes, Parky?
I just want to tell you that I think that Hollywood is a wonderful place.
Well, I'm glad you like it, Parky.
Yes, sir. The people here, they're so congenial and so fair-minded. Why, you know, just this morning, I was walking down the street, and a total stranger came over to me, put his arm around me, says, "Don't you be Parky Carcass?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I'll toss you for your shoes." Can you imagine a guy trying to pull that old gag on me?
Well, what happened?
Could you let me take a pair of sneakers till Friday?
Thank you, Parky Carcass. And now, in response to requests in practically every place American fighting men are quartered, America's number one dance orchestra, Glenn Miller.
Thank you, Edward G. Robinson, and hello to the Army, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. We're going to play the number most of you have requested, A String of Pearls.
Response to your many commands, most notably the petition with 27 names on it from that air base in the very far north, the popular star of stage, screen, and radio, Milton Berle.
Thank you. Thank you, Eddie Robinson, and hello, everybody. I'm very, very glad to be here. I just came back from doing a show for the boys at the Marine base in San Diego. I flew up here in 10 minutes. Had an upper berth on Superman. I had a wonderful time down there, and believe me, it was thrilling. Really, the respect I got from those Marines, they all saluted me. Hey, come to think of it, they didn't have their thumbs in the right places. I love the way those Marines talk. You know, I stayed overnight at the camp, so I wanted to show the boys that I was one of the boys, you know, the Marines. So I said, where'll I park the body, buddy? He said to another guy, hey, Jeep, where does this creep sleep? The other one said, put that punk in a bunk. And during the show, I did a few songs, and after I finished, the general told me they wanted to use my voice in the war. What's a secret weapon? Eddie.
Yes, Milton?
Eddie, listen, you ought to take a little visit and get acquainted with the boys down there in San Diego. They were telling me how much they like your work in pictures. Mm. They like those tough guy gangsters that you portray.
Well, thank you, Milton.
You know, Eddie, I'm making a picture myself now. I'm doing one of those parts. I play a rat.
Oh.
And believe me, I'm so believable already, I've had 4 offers from the Japanese government. By the way, Eddie, you notice how excited I am tonight?
Yes. I was going to ask you about it.
Well, there's a special reason, and I want you to help me out. You see, well, you know who's going to be here tonight, don't you?
No.
The most glamorous star in Hollywood.
You mean Edna Mae Oliver?
Yeah, no. Hedy Lamarr.
Hedy Lamarr?
Yeah,
oh,
you all. Don't get excited. You're not kidding. She's beautiful. Every time I look at her, the lump in my throat gets a lump in his throat. No kidding. Eddie, you got to do me a favor. I want to impress Hedy in the worst way.
Well, Milton, if you impress her at all, that's the way it'll be.
Right?
Oh, yeah?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, will you do something for me?
What do you want me to do?
Eddie, well, she needs a new leading man.
Yeah.
She needs a new... So she's going to give me a chance to do a love scene with her. But I want to show her that I'm the brave type.
Mm-hmm.
So while I'm making love to Hedy Lamarr, I want you to come in and pose as a tough gangster. You know, that Little Caesar stuff?
Well, if I
you
can
and
still
I,
remember it.
You,
yeah.
you remember it. Uh-huh. You and I, we'll have a fight. I'll knock you down and I'll capture you. See, then I'm all set.
All right, Milton, anything for a pal. I'll do it.
Okay, here she is now. All right, get going. Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce the very glamorous star of MGM Pictures, Hedy Lamarr. Hello, Hedy. How are you?
Hello, Milton.
You know, I'm so glad that you're here with us tonight. I think you're so beautiful, so charming, and your perfume smells so nice.
Isn't it funny how opposites attract opposites?
Are you kidding, Hedy? After all, I'm Milton Berle.
Shouldn't happen to a dog.
Yeah, well, I've had plenty of women crazy about me. I've had them throw money at my feet, throw jewels at my feet, throw their hearts at my feet.
What have your feet got that you haven't got?
Well, I still think that I make a great leading man for your pictures. I feel that I'm just the type that you've always needed.
Well, I don't know about that, Milton. I like the strong, heroic type of men.
Strong, heroic type of men? Well, I'm strong. I've got muscles in my arms that stick out like eggs.
Well, don't get too warm or they'll hatch.
Oh, yeah? Well, they don't call me Hercules Burrow. For nothing.
I'm only kidding, Milton. Let's go. Let's rehearse our love scene.
Oh, that's wonderful. Ooh. A love scene with you, Hedy. Before we start, I want to ask you a favor.
What's that?
Has anyone got a vitamin tablet?
Milton, don't tell me you're shy.
No.
You know, I've heard a lot about Burl the Lover.
Oh, you have?
Yes. And it's too bad you weren't there to defend yourself.
Yeah, well, I'll show you. Come on, let's do that love scene. Come on, huh?
All right, Milton. Now, it's all very simple. All you have to do is keep your mind on your lines.
It's going to be awfully tough.
Why?
Can't keep my mind on my lines and have my eyes on yours at the same time.
Don't be silly, Milton. Now, just put your arms around me and hold me close to you.
No.
Now, come on, Milton.
No, I don't want to.
All right, then. Just whisper sweet nothings into my ear.
Okay, Hedy, look at me. Look at me and tell me the 3 words that will send me to heaven.
Stick them up.
Not now, Hedy, not now. Oh, my darling, you know what I want to hear you say?
Stick them up.
Robinson, please.
Stick them up or I quit.
Milton, I think this gentleman wants to talk to you.
Yeah, well, he does want to speak to me. I'll talk to him. What do you want?
Well, this is a holdup, bud.
Oh, yeah? Are you Jesse James, the gang leader?
Well, I ain't Harry James, the band leader.
Oh, Hedy, will you cut it out? You're overdoing it. Fear not, Hedy. Fear not. I will protect you with my life.
I'd feel safer with something more substantial.
Now, I can the chatter, chick.
Now, just a minute. You cad, you bounder. You can't talk to this lady like that.
Get over in that corner, will you? I'll slug you.
Oh, yeah? Well, I dare you. I just dare you. Me and my big mouth. You just wait till I get off this floor. There, I'm up. You just wait till I get off this floor. There, I'm up.
Boys, are you fighting over me?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. I just want to...
Now listen, tough guy. I'm going to teach you a lesson. Take this. Take this. Now give me that one back and take this one instead.
Oh...
Milton, look what you've done.
Oh, it's nothing at all, Hedy. I let him have it, didn't I?
I'll say you did, you brute.
Brute?
Yes. Shame on you hitting a poor burglar only had one hand to defend himself.
What do you mean, one hand?
Well, he had to use the other hand to hold that great big gun.
Where am I?
Right here in my arms, darling.
Oh, sister. If Humphrey Bogart could only see me now.
Come, Eddie, let's go. Oh, you're so masterful.
Now, wait a minute, Haiti. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that you knew this was Robinson all the time?
Certainly. That outfit he's wearing didn't fool me. Come on, Eddie, darling.
But Haiti, what about our love scene?
I'll take care of that.
But Haiti, how can you leave me for this guy?
Because you're a coward.
Coward?
Yes. The minute Eddie put up his hands, you lay down on the floor.
Well, why didn't he come down to the floor and fight like a man?
Well, so long, sucker. Come on, Haiti. Let's go to the Trocadero.
He's taking her to the Trocadero. He thinks he's putting one over on me. The Trocadero is closed. They'll be all alone. What am I saying?
Well, men, that just about completes another salute from Hollywood. Not from Warner Brothers, MGM, or RKO, but from AEF. The American Entertainment Front, proud to obey the commands of the world's finest fighting machine. Back here, where we shoot pictures, we haven't lost sight of the fact that you boys out there are doing some mighty important shooting of your own. When it's over, history will call the epic you're producing the Freedom of Humanity. Up in the beginning of it, some bad actors came in and stole a couple of scenes. But there's one thing those Japs can rely on. Come hell or high water, we'll be back for retakes. This is Edward G. Robinson saying goodnight from Hollywood, where we gave the world its first double feature, and where we're pulling for you to knock off three dictators and give the world its first triple feature.
That's it for this time, men. Write down those requests and send them in to Command Performance USA in care of the station to which you're listening. Put your letter in an envelope and slap down the flap. And, brother, in the meantime, slap down that Jap.